that. Fold you with your legs back. Switch it like the doggies. Pull your hair, reveal your wig cap. That's the shit I've been on. Bust all on your skin tone. Always on that freak shit. Just call me when your man gone. Steady talking about how you gon' ride it like a pony. I'ma need you to come on over here and show me. Shot a Casamigo, got your body feeling haunted. Checking for your man, cause that nigga leave you lonely. Throw that ass back, let me show you who running. Pulling out tricks, ain't nobody who done it. We ain't making love, we fucking, you love it. Nothing else on, just a condom in a bucket. Two gone off Patron, she got a man, it don't matter. Back shots, got you in the mirror like, ooh, my ass getting fatter. Mind telling you wifey type, but the heart says for the streets though. Don't even bother hitting my line unless you flowing in free code. Bitch.
Alright, you rich motherfuckers, all eyes on me. If you even dare look at anyone else, I'm gon' whoop your ass like it's a slave trade. Start the music.
Bros before hoes, right? You badder than most, right? Million likes on one pose, right? Flew it out and that's goals, right? Pimp shit but no pinky ring. You pimp niggas, that's the crazy thing. LAX catch your red eyes, you hovering over anything. HOE, who you know? Bunch of Hermes bags in a Van Cleef go. Gucci get wetter than an H2O. With an OnlyFans link and a grand bio. Other hoes ain't seeing you and you know it. Cash App, Zelle, Ching Ching and you loaded. Face card never decline, you glowing. Look at you, baby, so fly, you flowing. Hoes left of me, hoes right. Hoes with me the whole night. Hoe don't gotta be a bad thing. We all got a little hoe inside. Different area codes worth the ludicrous. From the big cities to Wyoming. Love them all, but can't lock them down. Cause these hoes be hoeing. Oh,
bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce.
Niggas be fucking everything, but the minute I talk to one or two guys, all of a sudden I'm a hoe. Nah, fuck that. I'ma use what I got to get what I want, and that's that. Argue with your mama, like fuck that. I don't care about none of these niggas. I'm getting to the money. ATM. All the money.
20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it all around.
Was good. It's your boy Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. The song you just heard is my new joint. It's called HOE. You can find it anywhere you stream music. If you like what you heard, look it up on Tidal, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever. Search Hollywood HOE. Just take note of how I spell my name, the same as it is on the show. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. If it's your first time tuning in, what we do over here is get into what's hot in these blogs for the week. The topics that may have had us all in the chokehold, you know, you might have been arguing with somebody back and forth in the comment section on Instagram about it, that type of stuff. And we dive into it a little bit. And it ain't always in the most politically correct way. But if you want some off the top, this is where you gonna find it at. appreciate you for listening. Like I said, however you're listening, be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Follow my producer, Stacy, over here at Hampton Blue Network. BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see us and not just hear us, you can hit up YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. And yeah. That's what we're doing. I'm going to let y'all know what we're going to be chopping it up about this week. Your man, 45, who is the former occupant of the White House, a.k.a. DT, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him. He visited a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta and had a lot of people had reactions to it because of the way some of the people in there was acting. And some people feel he was able to win some over with by buying a couple of milkshakes. We'll talk about it. Allen Iverson is hot in these blogs for the unveiling of a statue that they presented for him outside of the team's training complex in Camden, the 76ers. And people are going in about the size of the statue. I think it's not what a lot of people was expecting it to be when they heard Allen Iverson was getting the statue. So it's kind of funny to me. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Also, what's hot in these blogs on the music tip, J. Cole apologizes to Kendrick Lamar after he, I guess, replied. Yeah, he replied to a diss Kendrick did, aiming, taking shots at J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick responded. I mean, not Kendrick, J. Cole responded and then took it back. And a lot of people is reacting to it. We're going to chop it up about that. Also, we lost a legend, infamous as he was. We lost the legend, O.J. Simpson. We're going to chop it up about his legacy. It's also going to tie into a little bit of my what blows mind for today. And it has to do with how the media has been reporting on O.J.'s passing. We got what blows my mind a little bit later. We're going to kick it off how we always do, and that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week, what's the minimum or maximum that should be spent on a first date? You know, you might have just met somebody. You know, usually try to put your best foot forward. What's the minimum that should be spent? Is there a minimum? Let me know in the comment section. Even hit up Instagram.com/Hollywood and Friends, and you can comment there as well. I would say minimum, I feel like it shouldn't really be a minimum, because you know, you could go on a date that may not cost any money. Like, I've gone out with people where we just like grab ice cream type of thing. You know, that's like $10, you know, like, and it just depends on the vibes, what it is. You got people that go out and grab coffee, and then you got some that go out and go all out with, like, you know, dinner dates, and that's a whole different ball game. But so I would say there's no minimum, in my opinion. Maximum, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, if you got it, you got it. Don't go overdoing it. Like I just said, people try to put their best foot forward for those first dates. You don't know where this is going yet. Don't break the bank. Don't go beyond your means. But just live your budget. Live by your means. There's no maximum. Just do what you could afford. Just don't go OD. Crazy. I got one response from online. They said minimum for two people, but it also depends where you're going. $100. Like if you're going to a restaurant. But they say it also depends on your status. If you are in college, for instance, you might be spending just like $50. And maximum, sky's the limit, they say. So yeah, hit us up on Instagram, Instagram.com/Hollywood and Friends. Let us know your thoughts. What's the minimum or maximum that should be spent on the first day? If I get any more responses throughout the show, I'll read them. But we're going to get ready to kick it off with what's hot in these blogs for the week. First things first, let's talk about Allen Iverson, this statue that was unveiled outside of the 76ers training complex in Camden. And it was, you know, it was presented that Allen Iverson was getting this statue. And I think a lot of people didn't know exactly what to expect. And I think a lot of people had higher expectations than what was revealed under that sheet. I think also, too, probably why people had these expectations, because take Kobe Bryant, for instance, just had a statue unveiled outside of the crypto arena and is larger than life. It's this huge statue. People came from all over and you're taking pictures. It's like, you know, it's what you expect the statue to be. Iverson's, on the other hand, and we're going to show a picture of this. Look at this statue. It's not really the size that one would expect. So when they pulled the thing off, the sheet off, people was like, wait, hold on. This is a joke, right? Because when you see Iverson standing next to the statue, it's small. It's like, it's funny to see. At one point, he's kissing it on like the forehead, and it's just, it's little. And apparently, it's the size of all the other statues that was unveiled there. But before I get into that, I want to get into some of these responses from the internet, because you know the internet is going internet, right? Someone said, Allen Iverson didn't get the respect he deserves with that statue, quote unquote, in Philly. They said the Sixers need to change their policy because that wasn't a statue. That was a trophy. That was hilarious because low key, it's about the size of a trophy. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Someone said, I'm sorry, this Iverson statue, everybody putting statue in quotation marks, is up there with the Sean Taylor mannequin. It's just highly lazy and not at all a representation of this man's legacy in Philly. Someone else says, salute to AI, but that was disrespectful. Someone else said, nah, why is Allen Iverson's statue miniature? Someone else said, Allen Iverson was totally disrespected by the 76ers organization with this little statue when he is a great giant. And you know, they call Iverson the answer. And someone said, more like, must have been a quick question. Nah, I'm weak over here because the internet, y'all some comedians, high key and low key. Someone said, must have been a quick question. All right, let me get myself together. Someone said, what is this, a statue for ants? Yikes. Someone said, AI should step over that statue like Ty Lue. But it's the same size as other statues in that area. Iverson, I believe, is the 10th person. The 10th person to receive this statue at what they call the Legends Walk, is located in front of the training complex in Camden. Charles Barkley has one, Wilt Chamberlain, Julius Erving, Maurice Cheeks, Moses Malone, Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer, Bobby Jones, Dolph Skays. And now, Iverson. Given that it's the same size as the other statues, it's like, all right, I get it. But on first look, it's like, not the man that like damn near invented the crossover. Not the man who like had a whole hairstyle named after him. If you know, you know. They could have gave him a bigger one, but hey, it is what it is. I'm sure Allen appreciates it, but the internet is going internet. So here we are. What y'all think of the statue? It's the 10th anniversary of Iverson's number 3 being retired by the 76ers. So here we are. Let me know what y'all think. Is it, should it have been bigger? Is it okay because all of the statues are that size? Let me know in the comments. We're going to move on. What else hot in these blogs? Your man 45, aka the previous occupant of the White House, made a pit stop at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. He was on his way to a fundraiser, and they organized this pit stop at this Chick-fil-A for a photo op. You know, your man's DTs isn't doing anything for the people. It isn't going to be anything unless it's beneficial to him. There's this longstanding debate about whether Black people support him or not. And I guess he feels, what better way to prove that than to stop by a Chick-fil-A where I think almost every employee in this particular Chick-fil-A is Black, is in a predominantly Black area. And hey, what better way to get than to get a photo op with these people in here? He bought a bunch of milkshakes and handed them out. And the stop had mixed reactions. I definitely was looking at one person in particular, this woman who was like losing her itche, that's Pig Latin if you don't know, for like seeing him. And it's like, oh my God, like she said something like, I don't care what the media say, like Black people support you. And I'm looking at her like, speak for yourself, groupie. Cause what? Like, say I support you. Like, and then he's like, come here, come give me a hug. And she hugs him and she's like, mama, I made it. And it's like, you're embarrassing. Secondhand embarrassment if I've never seen it before. And it's like, I guess. But yeah. It's a little cringe, to say the least. Plies has something to say about this, and I couldn't agree more. He said, dear Black America, especially men, if Trump can win you over with milkshakes, chicken, or gold shoes, you just as stupid as he thought you was. God bless. Said what he said. Like I said, that man is not doing anything unless it's beneficial to him. And that's just what it is. People talking about this whole stimulus check and idea, forgetting the fact that he was against the stimulus check at first and even held it up in the beginning because he wanted his name to be signed on the checks. And I guess it worked because everybody believes it came straight out of his bank book or whatever. Like, but I don't know what else to say, but yeah, that happened. I'm still waiting for these trials to start, but I ain't even going to get into that. That's the only thing that's going to stop that train right now. We need them trials to start. Fannie Willis, where you at? He was right in your town. Pull up. Now we're going to move on. What else we talking about? J. Cole has done something that you rarely see when it comes to hip hop, especially hip hop rap beefs, when it comes to throwing jabs and taking shots. He apologized to Kendrick Lamar for putting out a reply diss song to Kendrick. And it got mixed reactions. Some feel like Cole was being the bigger man. And it takes, you know, balls to be able to, you know, do that. And some other people is looking at it like, what? Like, who apologizes in rap beefs? Like, somebody said, how you apologizing and you got hit first? It's funny. But it kind of started where some... It depends who you ask. Some people say it started with J. Cole. Him and Drake did a song together. I think it was in a couple months ago. And it was called First Person Shooter. And I don't think this was really a diss, but some people think this was like the kickoff to it. But in the song, y'all tell me if y'all feel this was a diss or not. He says, love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. That was the line. I feel like that was giving Kendrick props and naming him, Kendrick, and Drake as being the top dogs, but also saying he feel like the champ, the greatest. What's so wrong about being named top three? But I guess... Kendrick didn't see it that way. So Kendrick, just like last week, released this song. I think it's on Future's album, Future and Metro Boomin. It's called Like That. And Kendrick said, F sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. He said, mother F the big three. N word is just big me. Yeah, There's a lot more. I'm just reading one line. There's a lot more that was said. And a lot of people was just like waiting with like bated breath, like, who's going to be the first to say something? Everyone's waiting for Drake to respond. Drake has been, it's been crickets over there. I guess, I don't know if he's working on a response or if he's just like letting it go or what, but everyone's waiting for Drake to respond. But J. Cole was like, hold my beer. And he stepped right up and J. Cole released this surprise album. It's called Might Delete Later, which he actually did. I'll tell you in a second what that means. And it was a song, I forget the name of the song. It was called like seven something. But he went in on Kendrick. And then he had his Dreamville Festival, this annual festival he does in North Carolina, is this huge deal. And he got on the stage and I guess it wasn't sitting right with him. So he decided to apologize and he said he felt terrible. He said he damn near had a relapse. He said, that was the lamest ish I ever did in my effing life. I want to say right now, he said, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest MFers to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, right? As I do. I just want to come up here and publicly be like, that was the lamest, goofiest ish. And in that response, he went in on Kendrick's last release and was saying that it was trash and all of that. And the album title lived up to his name, because if you search right now, that song is no longer available on that album. So he deleted it later. I don't know. Do y'all feel he should have apologized? I think it didn't sit well with him. You know, if something doesn't sit right in your spirit, then by all means, you got to clear that up. So I respect him for doing it, for sure, because it just didn't sit right with him. It's not on some, he feel he's like scared of Kendrick in any way and what Kendrick would have replied with or nothing like that. This felt personal and it felt like him doing the inside work of, it's not really me. Like, I should have never did it. I think he felt pressure from the people. He even said it on the stage. He felt pressure from like the people around him and everybody looking like, yo, what you gonna do? What you gonna say? And he succumbed to that and he did a response. And so, yeah, I respect it. I don't know. Do y'all respect it? Like, we'll see if what Kendrick says to this, it'll be something if Kendrick still responds and goes in on him, or if Kendrick just like, I respect it too. We'll see what happens with that. But definitely a first in a rap beef. I don't know, with someone apologized after putting out a diss record. But fast shouts to J. Cole. J. Cole is definitely one of them ones. 7 Minute Drill is the name of the song. I couldn't think of it for nothing. But yeah, 7 Minute Drill was the name of J. Cole's song where he responded to Kendrick's Like That song. And you could probably find it on YouTube or something, but it's definitely not on any streaming platforms anymore because he deleted it. But yeah, like I was saying, J. Cole is definitely one of them ones. Kendrick is one of them ones as well. So it'd be dope to see them more so like collab. I think they worked together in the past, but you know, get back to that. And yeah, more of this, what y'all say? But yeah, we're gonna get ready to move on. Last but not least for today, and it also is going to tie into my what blows my for the week. We lost a legend. O.J. Simpson, regardless of how you feel about him and how infamous he may have been, your man's broke records. He did some things. He definitely was one of them ones when it came to, at least in the early parts of his career, when it came to football and even like just the accomplishments that he was able to achieve. On the 11th, his family put out a statement saying that on the 10th, which was the day before, it says, on April 10th, our father, Orento James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked you, please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Signed, the Simpson family. Sidebar, that was my first time ever knowing that this man's name. I always just knew OJ. I was today years old when I learned his name was Orenthal James. Was it just me? Was I the only one out the loop? I'm sure I knew it, but it was one of them things where I'm like, did I know he had cancer? Like, that was kind of a shock to me too. I was like, dang, he had cancer? And I probably knew he did. I probably heard it, but it's one of them things that I probably forgot about it. You know, cancer sucks. Someone said, really? Yeah, that was my first time learning his name for sure. All these years. But yeah, OJ, he was a legend at the end of the day. He got like all of our attention. Well, not ours, I wasn't born yet, but he got America's attention when he was playing for USC, University of Southern California. He was playing for the Trojans, and he was the game's best running back, tallied 33 touchdowns. As a junior in 1967, he was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy, and then he ended up winning the Heisman the following year in 1968. That was his second and final year at USC. He went on to play professionally for the Buffalo Bills in 1969, and he was a superstar for the team. He ran over 2,000 yards, which stood as a record for more than a decade, and he won NFL's Most Valuable Player Award, and he was in the top five in MVP voting three other times as well. And he had the nickname The Juice, because, you know, he had the juice, and he ended up taking his talents from the field to endorsements. He was in Hearst commercials. He ended up starring in movies. He was in Roots, a few other films. He was a big deal. OJ was one of them ones. And of course, we have this case that kind of like came through and like overshadowed all of that. It was what they called it, like the trial of the century or something like that. Everyone knows about it. The Bronco, the chase, the glove, what was the saying? Johnny Cochran said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Like, this was like a known case, a known trial, known all around the world. And that kind of overshadowed a lot of his legacy. And then they ultimately ended up getting him because, you know, they couldn't get him for that. So they had to get him another way with the whole robbery situation where someone stole his memorabilia and he ended up going to take it back, ended up being sentenced to like 33 years or some wild number like that for taking his own stuff back. Can't tell me that wasn't just retaliation, like, oh, we couldn't get you then. We gonna get you now. We gonna slap the book on you for stealing. 33 years for that. that was wild to me when that happened. But RIP to Juice, OJ Simpson. And I said earlier this is gonna tie into the what blows mine for this week. And it's the way the media has been reporting on OJ's passing. Like, I don't think I've seen anyone, with the exception of our very own Stacey with her reporting on it, I don't think I've seen anyone report on his legacy and his accomplishments. If you go to youtube.com/HamptonBlue, you can see Stacey's report on OJ. And everybody in mainstream media, they all want to focus on Nicole Simpson and the trial. And I think one of the headlines read, something like the most infamous moments of OJ Simpson. And it's like, this man just lost his life. And this all y'all want to focus on? Was that all he was? Like, damn the Heisman, damn the records with the rushing, with the running yards, all of that. Just like, it was all about the trial. It was all about Goldman and his statement and people saying he left without confessing his sins. Like, everything was on the negative when I looked at the news about OJ. I didn't see not one bit of coverage about anything positive. Everything was about the negative sides of him, and it blew mine. It's like, come on. Despite it all, your man was acquitted of the crime at the end of the day. Why are we still talking about that now that he's passed away? Like, y'all wasn't talking about that yesterday and the day before. So it clearly wasn't that important for it to still be at the top of y'all mind. But now all of a sudden, he passed away. It's all trial. Nicole, like, come on. Like, these people have some respect at the end of the day. These people are gone. These people, not only is tragic what happened to his legacy, it's also tragic what happened to Nicole. We don't know who did it, whether you believe he did it or didn't do it, whatever. We don't know that. They got kids, you know, that still has to relive that over and over. They lost their dad at the end of the day. Like, it's a lot. And for the media to focus solely on that, I gotta do better. I'm hearing Roland Martin did a good take on his legacy as well. Yeah, we need more of that, because mainstream media, let them tell it. OJ was a man who got away with murder, and that's it. Let them tell it. And his career, his life is bigger than that. So yeah, that blew mine. Also, Caitlyn, Caitlyn Jenner released a statement that said, "Good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson." And I'm like, bruh, good riddance? So disrespectful. I'm like, Caitlyn must feel a way about the rumored romance between OJ and Chris. That's the only thing I could think of, because it's like, they were smashing and you mad, you upset. Like, so now you want to talk about some good riddance? Like, disrespectful. I read the funniest comment in response to Caitlyn Jenner's tweet. The person said, "You're next, Mrs. Doubtfire." And I damn near fell out of my chair. Like, I couldn't believe. When I tell you, the internet is funny. Stand-up comedians all across the comment section. I got called Mrs. Doubtfire is hilarious. Someone said, even Marcia Clark kept it respectful, sending condolences to his family. You have to. It's for one, it's too soon, like, to be doing all of the negativity surrounding him. And it's like, at the end of the day, he was acquitted. Bottom line, he went in front of a jury of his peers and they found him not guilty of the crime that he was being accused of. At the end of the day, if you believe in the law of the land, like, why are you not respecting that? Respect that and let it be. But that's people for you, I guess. But yeah, So yeah, that blew mine. RIP to OJ Simpson. And your legacy will live on despite all of the negativity that came about in the 90s. Yeah, I think that's going to conclude what's hot in the blogs for this week. We're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow us on social media, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. You can hit up instagram.com at Hollywood and Friends there. You can even email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. And follow my producer, Stacy, over here at Hampton Blue Network. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And YouTube, hit up youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Check us out. If you go there, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, you know, all that good YouTube stuff we do. And that's it. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Till next time. Deuces. Go, go, go. This thing on? Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barbarini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never leave a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the goal, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me glow. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling inspired, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? This thing on? Can you hear me now?